seachtain an Indo-Ascaliger.
Táim I mon iarachtaí a dhéanamh teacht ar a chorp, agus súlagam amach an seo gur féidir é a chur in uaig ceart lena bhaintir féin.
Scíltaí, fios, tuairimí.
Tá sé dochreite nach bhféadfach ara i gcuirna meáin an cheist sin a eicáil.
Bhí an talam a gnám go raibh orthcháir in reachtam. Iadach sé tarann go raibh an orthcháir san i lis dúthail agus go mina fnacht gáir a chlig sár ducha sin éair. Ná ní bhíon ann tar d'oraach sé sin. Vin Marav.
Shachtan. Find us on all the usual podcast platforms.
This week on Crime World.
There was a Republican police from 1920. I mean, the IRA was effectively trying to run an underground government. And actually, there was a crime wave. 1919, 1920, there's a wave of bank robberies, post office robberies, robberies of individuals, robberies of pubs in Dublin and in rural areas as well. So the IRA tried to actually clamp down on that. They, on occasion, solving bank robberies and giving the money back to the banks. Now,
I'm Nicola Tallant, and you can listen to my podcast, Crime World, wherever you get your podcasts.
On this week's Big Tech Show, how will the latest developments in artificial intelligence affect your life? Will you get new powerful personal assistants? Are you in danger of something terrible happening? We explain what's going on.
Just a couple of weeks ago, Anthropic, which is OpenAI competitor, their startup lab, actually founded by former OpenAI employees, they actually eclipsed GPT-4 only just a couple of weeks ago with their latest model, and the internet went crazy. This is just better than GPT-4 at everything. So OpenAI had to respond to that.
The Big Tech Show, available on all podcast platforms.
Homes for over 2,000 people in a South Dublin neighbourhood are being held up by one man.
This could go on for quite some time, and in the meantime, nothing is being built on the site.
Despite having planning permission for some 800 homes on the site of the former Central Mental Hospital, a judicial review is delaying shovels hitting the sod.
It's been said, listen, this is so close to Dublin city centre. It is on the Lewis line. It's on a very good road and bus network that, you know, this will be in very big demand.
How can Ireland's planning system protect someone's right to object to the overwhelming need for housing in the country?
Let's be clear. The system doesn't work. I absolutely understand and respect people's rights, but we have the most onerous system of planning in Europe.
Mr. Leonard is perfectly entitled. Judicial reviews are part of our legal system, so he is operating within his rights.
I'm Tabitha Monaghan, and today on the Indo Daily, I'm joined by Ireland editor at the Irish Independent, Fionnán Sheehan, to discuss a NIMBY developer blocking hundreds of homes and whether the Irish planning system needs a radical overhaul. Fionnán, can you take us through the history of this? When did the land first become available for this development?
So this actually dates back to 1850. An act of Parliament in Westminster created the Central Criminal Lunatic Asylum for Ireland. And at the time, this was basically a mental hospital being built. And up until then, these institutions tended to be attached to prisons. And in this case, it was decided the Victorian era, they were suddenly realised that mental health is more complex than just knocking people up. And from a rehabilitative perspective, and from a treatment perspective, you're better off having it out in the open air.
Dundrum any day of the week. Buses serve the busy suburbia as Dublin sprawls outwards. But in the middle of this suburb, 18-foot high walls impose. And a huge locked gate, the gate of the Central Mental Hospital. And then, surprise, nearly 35 acres of luxuriant garden, so incongruous after the walls seen from outside, so like the country estate of a 19th century aristocrat.
So this was one of the first standalone mental hospitals to be built, fortified, but separate from a prison. It was built in a suburb of Dublin, 4 miles out from the city centre, called Dundrum, which at the time was pretty much out in the country. Anybody who's been to Dundrum recently will realise it certainly is not part of the country. And it continued to be there behind like very imposing 18-foot walls that most people just know it from driving by it on the road to Dundrum. Locally, there's no real reason for anybody outside of the area to be going past it or anything like that. And about 20 years ago, it was decided, listen, it's time to move the Central Mental Hospital to a new facility. And this took a long time. I mean, obviously the recession came in the meantime. Took a long time to build a new and locate and build a new facility. But ultimately, a new facility was built in Portrane, out in North County Dublin. So purpose-built, brand new. And this is for people who are incarcerated, very often dangerous and violent, you know, who can't be put in any other institution. So they are invariably put in the central mental hospital due to a court case or some sort of court order, because very often it's people who are committed to prison by reason of insanity, and basically you end up in this facility. So it had a long and proud record in Dundrum for treating people, and it basically, they moved a year ago, and February of 2023, suddenly this land was empty.
So what was the decision then, what to do with this land? Because it's a lot of land.
Yeah, so it had long been talked about what to do with it. In the early phase, it would have been like, should it be sold off for development or local authorities? In more recent times, an agency called the Land Development Agency has come along, which is basically a state housing body that is taking state land or other land and developing public housing, be it social, affordable, cost rental, whatever the case may be.
Shangana Castle in South County Dublin, formerly an open prison, sits on 10 hectares. It's the first state-owned site to be developed by the Land Development Agency. In all, the LDA hopes to develop up to 21,000 social and affordable homes around the country.
So this was handed over basically to the Land Development Agency to come up with a plan, and really fantastic site. We're talking about a mile from Dundrum village, where you have the biggest shopping centre in Ireland, the Dundrum Town Centre. You've got the Lewis going about 7 minutes walk away at Windy Harbour, or you're back up to Dundrum village. You're not far from the M50, good bus routes and so on. All behind a fortified 18-foot wall as well. And within the complex, there are a few buildings. There's the old Victorian hospital. There are some newer buildings, but a lot of it is basically empty land. There's a beautiful old walled garden and orchard. So basically 34-acre site, some listed buildings in it that they would have to accommodate, but a lot of empty land as well, prime development. So Land Development Agency go off and come up with a plan to build basically 1,000 apartments, duplexes, houses that stand alone. And they're looking at it going, well, look, you can put accommodation for 2,000 people in here. You can put in community facilities like a hall and a creche and a shops and a pharmacy. You can accommodate local organisations, have an exhibition centre. There's an old chapel on the site that would make a great place for a cultural centre. So they accommodated all of that. It wasn't handed over to a developer. And basically, at its highest point, it would be 7 stories, and that's kind of in the middle of the site. And dotted around it will be the various different developments between apartments, duplexes, houses. Some of it will be social and affordable. Some of it will be cost rental. The plan seems to be that it'll be, largely speaking, managed by a management company on behalf of the Land Development Agency. So this will be public housing in an area where there is, for obvious reasons, a big demand.
A lunchtime viewing in Dublin city centre today, around 30 people to see a 2-bedroom apartment for €2,100 a month, with stories of hope, frustration and despair.
We put this up 24 hours ago and we have 535 applicants. And obviously we can't invite 535 people here, so we've kind of selected 50 and 30 have turned up.
South County Dublin is no different than anywhere else. Where it is different is the house prices are that bit more expensive. So if you look at any property price reports, this is located in the county of Dunleer Rathdown, which is one of the 4 local authorities in Dublin. That's the most expensive houses in Dublin. So there's going to be huge demand for these houses once they are ultimately built.
But like you said, it's well connected. 34 acres of land is a lot of land. Mixed use, building a community in there. It's not just blocks and blocks of apartments. So there was a plan in place, but those numbers of apartments and houses was knocked back.
Yeah, it was pushed back through the planning process. And look, it was submitted as a strategic housing development, which is basically a fast-track planning process. So it goes straight to Bord Pinála rather than going through the local authority. There were representations, observations, objections from the local community. And some of it is not fair to characterise as objections. Some were basically saying, look, we appreciate that something's going to be built here, but can you do it this way, or can you ensure there's more community facilities? Can you reduce the height or whatever? Ultimately, it went through the Bord Pleanála planning process. The project was whittled down to about 850-odd houses. Some of the heights were brought very definitely back down as well. But ultimately, it was granted planning permission a year ago, because as the Central Mental Hospital was moving out, the Land Development Agency was carrying about its work in terms of putting its plans in place. So fairly extensive community consultation and a lot of things done to basically accommodate concerns. Not everybody's going to be happy no matter what you do. 850 apartments. And just to be clear, if you go around other sites in Dublin, on a site of 34 acres, 852 is a lot. But if this was a private development, it would be dramatically more than that.
So it has planning permission. It's had planning permission for a year now. Mm-hmm. But the shovels haven't hit the ground yet. What is the holdup?
No, the issue is it has hit another planning snag. An individual, a local resident who lives on the far side of one of the 18-foot walls that enclose this 34 acres, has put in a judicial review. And a judicial review is basically a High Court action challenging on Bord Pleanála's granting of permission. And the case is taken against Bord Pleanála. It's also the Land Development Agency would be called a notice party. So there, look, it's effectively a case against the development and the granting of permission. This has been taken by Mark Leonard. He himself is a property developer and he is a local resident. He did, during the earlier process, file an objection. In that objection, he cited a number of concerns including the height, the visual aspect, the proximity of one of the apartment blocks to his home, and basically, you know, was saying, look, that this will be imposing upon the neighbourhood, but nonetheless, permission was granted with restrictions. He's now come back with the judicial review, known in legal circles as a JR, and this basically cites a number of material contraventions to planning regulations and laws around things like density and structure and layout and so on and so forth. Some environmental concerns in there as well. References to studies on bat fauna and the bats that are may or may not be living in trees on the site. This is a fairly mature and developed site. So his judicial review was filed last year. Now, the issue with our planning process is you can get your fast track plans through and Bord Pleanála, maybe under a strategic housing development, but then when it goes down the High Court, it takes an awful long time. So this is now proceeding through the High Court. It was only up in this week for mention again, and within that case, I believe Bord Pleanála were granted leave to give a bit of an extension of time to come back with their defence of this case. So the expectation is Bord Pleanála and the Land Development Agency will be coming back with a defence of this, and then it'll have to go to hearing. So this could go on for quite some time, and in the meantime, nothing is being built on the site. Mr. Leonard is perfectly entitled to take a judicial review. Judicial reviews are part of our legal system, so he is operating within his rights.
And he's doing this on a personal basis. He's saying that he is an affected neighbour. He's not doing it on a professional basis. You did say that he was a developer.
Yeah, I suppose an interaction has occurred between Mr. Leonard's own company. It's called Centurion Homes, operates out of Dublin and Cork. And he runs that company with his cousin and business partner. And his cousin's business partner approached the Land Development Agency before Christmas and in the new year, saying, could somebody contact him regarding a development they were doing for 121 units in Cork City? At the time, and even now, the Land Development Agency saying to developers across the country, look, if there's some hold up in some project that you have and you've got planning permission on it and there's some issue, get in contact with us and we'll see what we can do in terms of either taking it over, providing some assistance and so on and so forth. It's part of, you know, let's get the housing built here. Centurion Homes have not said what exactly they were looking to talk to the Land Development Agency about. Mr. Leonard has said that his objection has nothing to do with his professional life. He is an affected neighbour, and that's why he is taking this case. He made no comment when he was asked, well, what's this contact that your company is making with the LDA? He just says the objection is one thing and this matter is separate.
How long could this judicial review take to resolve itself?
How long is a piece of string, quite literally? I mean, sometimes you end up with aspects of a case being referred to the European courts. So this is a big issue that has emerged within our planning system. One could say that there's a prevalence of such cases being taken in South County Dublin. That's just looking at a map and seeing where the projects that are emerging are being objected to. But it is a feature across the country. So judicial review, it goes in like any other High Court case. It goes in for listing and for hearing and for mention. And yeah, it can take quite some time. It's like me, you know, taking a legal action, you know, against you over some podcast company that we bought
You're
together,
searching
and we
fell
for out
something
and so
there,
on and so forth. Yeah, it can take as long as it takes, and this is a difficulty within the system that basically you're sitting there, you're looking at 852 homes for 2,000 people that are basically not being built.
To suggest that we have a system that works is just extraordinary. We have a broken system in this country. Let's be clear, the system doesn't work.
And look, nobody is saying that this thing is going to be built overnight. From the time that they put a shovel in the ground to people going in the front door with keys, you're talking about 2 years, and that's just for the first phase. So this entire development on the 34-acre site, it'll take a full decade. But it is that kind of site where it's kind of broken up because there's buildings in different parts of it. So they'll be taking it in phases. This is one of the biggest building projects that will be undertaken in the country. It's not the biggest that the LDA are doing. They've other ones out in Dunleary. Shangana Castle is well underway and it's nearly finished now. That's probably their most ambitious site. But this one, in terms of its centrality, is being looked at, and it's being said, listen, this is so close to Dublin City Centre. It is on the Lewis Line. It's on a very good road and bus network that, you know, this will be in very big demand. It's called Dublin Central. Now, that's a touch back to its history as a central mental hospital, but also it is very central to Dublin itself. It is basically stuck in planning now.
As you said, Mark Leonard has a right to object to this development, but we do obviously have the other side of this, which is the LDA, and they are quite frustrated with this particular situation, and the chief executive did flag it in an Oireachtas committee.
Yeah, we don't know what things went on in terms of was there any contacts before any legal action was taken? Have legal teams discussed it or anything like that? But there certainly is deep frustration being expressed by the Land Development Agency. You know, they're saying they respect the right of people to lodge objections, but they want a more streamlined process there. So that balances the overwhelming right for quality, affordable and community-led developments in key urban areas. And as you say, John Coleman, the chief executive, he was before in an Oireachtas committee earlier on this year. He said a small number of existing homeowners effectively can delay the delivery of homes for a large number of people. The LDA is not immune from this. For example, one single individual, not mentioned any name, but it's quite obvious who he's talking about, has initiated a judicial review challenge against our Dundrum Central scheme at the former site of the Central Mental Hospital, which will delay the delivery of 852 affordable homes in an area of extremely high need.
This is despite no objections arising from the residents groups due to extensive community consultation that we carried out.
Such delays significantly add to the cost of projects, and we are hopeful that the pending enhancements to planning laws will help reduce such delays in future. So it doesn't apply to me reading those comments by the LDA that there is any harmonious relationship here or that there will be a simple shake of hands. This has gone down a legal route and that's the way it's going.
But it is finding that balance between somebody's right to object and the need for housing, which, I mean, we talk about all the time. And then we have Simon Harris in the Ardèche promising 250,000 homes over 5 years. On a political level, is there a want to deal with the planning process or streamline it, like you've mentioned?
So Dara O'Brien, the housing minister, has got a massive piece of legislation going through the House of Oireachtas now in terms of a new planning act. That is supposed to, you know, balance all these rights and responsibilities of the state to ensure individuals' rights are upheld, but also the collective good and the national interest in terms of development. Because if we're looking at our population jumping from 5 to 7 million over the course of the next couple of decades, within a generation, we are going to continue to have a massive demand for housing, and those houses have to go somewhere. So either you go off and you build new cities or new towns, or you look and say, well, listen, everything is going to go towards Cork, Limerick and Galway, and they're going to expand dramatically, and we're going to leave Dublin alone because nobody in Dublin wants any high-rise apartments. There's a difficulty here. Here is a 34-acre site in a developed area with substantial public transport and community links in place already. Modest enough levels of density. They're not packing them and stacking them here. You're still getting blocked up in the planning system. So something's got to give here, because this is continually happening now, where developers are going through the correct processes, getting planning permission, and ending up stalled down the High Court. Now, the point being made by other developers is, well, this significantly adds to the cost. They've borrowed money to buy sites. They've got builders ready to rock, and they're stuck. So they're paying the interest on their borrowings. In the LDA's case, they're saying, well, look, this is taxpayers' money, and prices will go up in line with inflation. But ultimately, this is a supply of housing issue that has been held up here.
And my thanks to Fionnán Sheehan. I'm Tabitha Monaghan, and today's episode of the Indo Daily was produced by Ian Doyle, researched by Shane Brennan, with sound by Rory Bones. Archive clips from the Irish Independent, RTE, Oireachtas TV, and Virgin Media News. If you enjoy the Indo Daily, don't forget to follow the podcast and leave us a review.
We're offering Indo Daily listeners 50% off an Irish Independent digital subscription. Head over to independent.ie/redeem to sign up for unlimited access to premium content, e-paper, puzzles and more. Just enter the code INDO, that's I-N-D-O, to receive 50% off your subscription. Stay informed and engage. Subscribe today.